Hello everyone, and thank you for joining today's webinar, Inside the Data Science Virtual Machine. Our presenter for today is Gopi Kumar, Senior Program Manager at Microsoft. Before we begin, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. Today's presentation will run for about an hour. The webinar is being recorded and will be available on demand within 48 hours. A copy of today's presentation and a recording link will be sent to you via email once the files are available. If you have any questions during the webcast, please enter your question in the Q&A widget on the left of your screen and click Submit. We'll try and get through as many questions as we can during the live broadcast. With that, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Gopi.
Thanks, Rahi. This is Gopi Kumar. I'm a program manager in the data sciences group here. And I'll be talking about the data science virtual machine, which is an offering that we provide for data science and data analytics. So quickly, let's go through the agenda for today. So I'll introduce you to the data science virtual machine and then kind of give a brief overview of some of the tools that we have. And then I'll present some of the common scenarios where we found the data science virtual machine to be very useful. I'll just go through some demos, and then we'll perform a few tasks on the data science virtual machine. So that's what we'll do today. We'll be spending probably a good part of the time on kind of the walkthrough and demos. And in terms of the questions, we'll try to get to the most of the questions at the end. But I think if there is any other kind of pressing question, yeah, we can probably take it up front. So with that, let's get started. So before we start, I just wanted to kind of do a kind of a quick poll. So on an average, like how much time do you as a data scientist or data analyst or a data engineer spend time in finding, installing, or configuring or updating software that is used to kind of do data analysis? So appreciate if you can take a few seconds and answer this survey. Okay, let's go to the next screen. So in terms of, so this is kind of how people have answered. So about 23% feel okay, there's less than a week, and most people are spending about 43%. I think this is pretty consistent. I think we see that as data scientists, we end up finding new tools in today's world. Use multiple languages and multiple tools to do all your data analysis. So finding and installing these tools does take some amount of time. And I think we had kind of a similar situation. Our team builds walkthroughs to show how to work with various analytics products within Microsoft, and we kept building like different environments to kind of showcase some of those walkthroughs or run workshops with some of those walkthroughs. And yeah, initially it was kind of fun to kind of set up these things, but over a period of time it got a little tiring, and so we thought there's got to be a better way to do this thing. And so from that, the idea of let's build out a VM with a lot of the common tools that we use. Again, we found that in various of our workshops and walkthroughs, we use multiple tools. So we kind of found out kind of the most common tools that data scientists are using and what we are using in our walkthroughs, and kind of came up with an idea of this a virtual machine that contains all the important software that you typically need, and that's popular in the industry, both open source as well as like software from Microsoft, and then built that into this virtual machine. So that's how the whole thing started off with, and we kind of built the virtual machine. One more question before we get into details. How many of you have used the data science virtual machine, either the Windows or the Linux edition? So just to take a few seconds to answer the poll. Okay, so here's the results. About 20% have used it. About 80% have not used it. So I think this is good. So you'll hear about the data science virtual machine in more detail. So hopefully you get enough information to go and try it and see if it is something that would be useful for you. So what exactly is a data science virtual machine? So as I mentioned, we took all these different pieces of software, we loaded it up into a virtual machine image, and on Azure, there's an Azure Marketplace where we can publish custom VM images. So we leveraged the Azure Marketplace and then published an image containing a whole set of data science tools and Azure and SDKs and other tools. And other things, we were also finding that we spent a lot of time in configuring some of this software. So we try to kind of configure everything so they're almost pretty much ready to use. So once you boot up the machine, our goal is that we want you to be able to kind of start doing your analysis like within the first few minutes of kind of the machine kind of booting up. You should be able to kind of start doing the analysis. And this whole thing is hosted on the cloud. So you only pay as you use, and so there are no separate software charges. So you only pay for the hardware compute, depending on the size of the machine. So when you create a virtual machine on Azure, you can choose whether you want a one CPU or a four CPU or even I think we even have like a 20 core machine with like 500 gig of memory. So you can choose like depending on the task that you are working on, you can choose the right hardware for your task, and you can also change it elastically. So you can start with a one CPU or two CPU, and then you can you can have the elastic capacity by auto scaling them to let's say I want a 20 core machine only for 1 hour. So you only pay for the 20 core only for 1 hour, and then you can either shut it down or you can go back to like a one or two CPU machine. So that way I think you kind of get the benefits of the cloud with the elastic usage. The other thing that we realized is a lot of these technologies, I think it's good to kind of have some ready-made samples. So we have a gallery where we have published a lot of examples, and we also have a lot of examples in GitHub. So we provide pointers to a lot of the documentation, galleries, and samples right on the VM itself. So they are readily accessible, and you can, if you have any questions about a particular technology, there's probably some kind of a guide or a walkthrough or a pointer to a gallery where you can actually find a suitable example. So we launched this virtual machine back in November. So the first version was a Windows version of the data science virtual machine. And obviously the natural question that we got, one of the first questions we got is, okay, this is all great, but I use Linux. And then like in early April, we launched a Linux version. So we provide a Linux version of the data science VM, and it's based on CentOS 7, which is kind of an enterprise ready version of Linux. I think the CentOS does a pretty good job of testing kind of all the library components and everything. So the initial release, we chose the CentOS 7 to kind of provide a Linux development environment. So that's kind of a very high level what the data science virtual machine is. And again, our goal is to kind of help you get up and running like really quickly. So you can actually focus on more on the analytics and less on like sysadmin activities. And these VMs, we keep refreshing these VMs every couple of months now. We would like to kind of refresh it more frequently, but I think we get the latest version of the machines. We would test it for compatibility and stuff like that. So next, let's look at what actually is there on the VM. So first, we have the Microsoft Ars Server Enterprise Edition, so the developer edition of the Microsoft Ars Server. So this is an enterprise version of R, where we have extended to kind of provide enterprise-ready features and scaling features where you are not limited to the memory. So you can actually run analysis on things that don't fit in memory. And also, we have a lot of algorithms that are parallel. So the dev edition allows you to kind of evaluate the Microsoft R server. You can use it for development. Only for production, you would need like a production license, but I think you can do all the development on this. It's the full all the full functionality of the Microsoft R server is available on this. So this is for kind of the R developers. And the Microsoft R Server also comes with what we call as the Microsoft R Open, which is basically a curated list of libraries in CRAN R. It is 100% compatible with CRAN R. And we also include like map kernel libraries, so you can actually, if you have like multi-core, we can actually leverage the multi-core capabilities with the map kernel library. So next, for the Python developers, we have the Anaconda Python distribution. So we provide both Anaconda Python 2.7 as well as 3.5. Then Jupyter is obviously a pretty popular environment for browser-based development. So we provide Jupyter. And with Jupyter, you get both the R kernel, where you can actually execute the Microsoft R server library code or standard CRAN R code, as well as Python 2.7 and 3.5. Then we have the Visual Studio Community Edition. So this is a free edition of Visual Studio that you can use like for small teams or for individuals. And the Microsoft Visual Studio Community Edition comes with R tools for Visual Studio, which is R IDE, which includes debugger and other standard IDE type support. And we also include Python tools for Visual Studio, so which is the equivalent IDE for Python for working with Python. And then we provide the libraries to work with Azure machine learning, so you can you can access your Azure machine learning workspace. You can publish any models into Azure machine learning, deploy, operationalize it in Azure machine learning, or write kind of queries to kind of look at your experiments and introspect your web services and stuff like that. Then we have the Power BI desktop, which allows you to build dashboards within and then reporting with data from like different sources. It can be like CSV or from SQL databases or from like a JSON file. So you can it uses multiple data sources, and you can build these reports in kind of a nice, easy to use drag and drop fashion. And then we also have the SQL Server 2014 Express Edition on that. So if you need a relational database, so we have the SQL Server Express Edition on the Windows version of the Data Science VM. So soon we'll be kind of providing the SQL 2016. So 2016 was just recently launched. So we'll be refreshing our VM to provide the 2016. And then we have some Azure tools that help you work with Azure, whether it's a command line or the Azure PowerShell or Azure Storage Explorer. So these are tools that allow you to kind of move data in and out of Azure, and also it provides kind of various SDKs that lets you work with like the various Azure services like storage, compute, Hadoop clusters, or Azure machine learning. And then, yeah, this is the Azure PowerShell. And then we provide tools within the Visual Studio to work with, like Azure Data Lake and the HD Insight, which is the Azure hosted managed version of Hadoop and Spark. So we provide tools within the Visual Studio to work with these. And also, there is within the PowerShell, you can manage your Hadoop clusters or Azure Data Lake. And then we provide a few machine learning libraries like XGBoost, which is pretty popular within competitions, and then Vopal Vabbit, which is a pretty fast learning algorithm. And then Microsoft Research has open sourced a tool called CNTK, which is a deep neural network tool. So we include the deep neural network tool. At this point, it's a CPU version. And in future, once GPU VMs become available, you will be able to use the GPU. They'll be configured to use the GPUs. And the data science VM will be leveraging the same. And then we also include for people, beginners to data analytics and R. So there's a tool called Rattle, which lets you do exploratory kind of data analysis and kind of build models in an easy to use interface. So I'll show a little bit of a demo of that later. So that kind of helps people get jump started, and it generates some R code that that you can use in analysis. And then so one of the other goals we have is we want to make this a good environment for data science teams to kind of collaborate with each other. So using some of the good software engineering practices, like using source code control, and then using a lot of open source software that's published on like GitHub. So we provide the Git right on the VM. So you can actually collaborate with your team and contribute to open source or pull in open source code from GitHub, and then look at those. And we also publish a whole lot of samples within GitHub. So I think you can use these to kind of pull your code. And last but not least, I think one of the important data science tasks is to kind of being able to kind of move data from point A to point B. So we provide several copy tools within the data science VM. So we provide the SQL sort of BCP tool, which allows you to push data or pull data from the SQL server. We provide AZ Copy, which is a tool that that allows you to copy data to or from Azure storage. And then there's a tool called ADL Copy, which allows you to move data into Azure Data Lake. And then finally, we have a tool that that allows you to move data into like the Azure Document DB. So you can take data like a JSON file and then load it into a Document DB, or take a MongoDB and then move it into to or from a Doc DB. So those are kind of the tools available. There's a little bit difference between the Linux version and the Windows version. Obviously, some tools are not available. So here's kind of a quick comparison chart of everything that's there. I won't read through this. You can go through the slides. Only thing to kind of obviously I'll just highlight some of the key differences. Instead of the SQL Express, we have a Postgres installed on the Linux version. And then, instead of the SQL Management Studio and the tools in Windows, I think there's a SQL that's available on the Linux version, along with the command line versions of BCP and SQL CMD. So if you are familiar with those on the Windows, I think these will be like pretty similar tools on the Linux side. Also, instead of Visual Studio, we have Eclipse with the Azure Toolkit. And then Emacs fans, I think you have access to ESS, which is a tool that allows you to work with the R, and then LaTeX with the OCTEX. In terms of ML tools, they're pretty similar, so we have the same tools available on both. And then sort of the PowerShell commands, we have the Azure command line for your administration. So this is kind of a brief comparison of some of the salient tools on the data science VM. Okay, so these are some of the usage scenarios that we see that I think our data scientists, both within Microsoft and some of our early adopters, have really found to be most useful. One is, I think some of the IT shops are kind of consolidating their analytic desktop into the cloud. So this is for easy management. So, and it ensures that everybody is running kind of the same version, and then minimum management, and you get the benefit of the Azure scale. And also it allows the teams to kind of share and collaborate. So here your whole analytic desktop is running on the cloud, and you can use the data science virtual machine as kind of the starting point, and you can install any additional software on this, but I think we provide most of the important software that allows you to kind of be productive immediately. The second use case is when you want elastic capacity for large workloads. So this is let's say you are running some kind of a hackathon or a competition where I need access to let's say a 20 core half a terabyte of memory. I want to be able to run with open source R, but data won't fit on my desktop. But I think on Azure you can actually get a VM with a large memory or large compute, and you can use it for on demand only for the duration of whenever you need it, and then you can shut it down, and you pay only for what you use. And I think the advantage here is, okay, the machine is all pre-set up, so you're not wasting time in kind of setting up your environment. So most of the stuff you need to run your analysis is all there, and you can be kind of up and running really quickly. Training and education is one major use case that we have seen that it's pretty useful. So a lot of conferences that we have done internally within Microsoft, we've been using the data science virtual machine pretty extensively, both in a shared mode or a dedicated mode. So in a shared mode, we kind of set up like one large server, and then have all the students in the class, they kind of access the server and then they're kind of sharing it. In other cases, we have actually built like the individual dedicated server, so everybody gets a small VM, and so that way I think we avoid a lot of setup issues. So this was one of the big pain points that we had when we ran like workshops where individual laptops, they had like different versions, and half the workshop was spent in just troubleshooting some of these compatibility issues. So once we have the data science VM, so we have avoided many of these incompatibility issues. So everybody is kind of on the same page, and then you can get started with the training. And as an instructor, I think you can focus more on kind of building the actual training material and delivering good training, and less time on kind of the sysadmin and all the admin work that it takes to kind of build these different environments. And lastly, I think this is the fourth use case is like short experiments or evaluation. Let's say you want to evaluate different pieces of software, whether it's on Azure or whether it's like Microsoft R Server, or you want to learn about something, you can actually try before you buy. So you can actually use the VM as a way to do kind of quick experiments. Or if somebody has published the experiment and you want to kind of quickly replicate it, so this is a way you can actually kind of quickly replicate the experiment and then kind of validate the results and stuff like that. Yeah. So the creating the VM is pretty straightforward. So you go into your portal, and then like on the marketplace, if you search on marketplace like data science virtual machine, so you will see the data science virtual machine and the next data science virtual machine published by Microsoft. So when you click on that, you kind of go through a simple wizard. It's pretty similar to creating any other VM. So it'll ask you a few questions like your machine name and what size of machine you want, and then the VM gets provisioned. So typically it takes anywhere from like about 10 to 15 minutes to kind of provision the VM. And then once the VM is there, it's pretty much ready to use. So to get started, already the RDP is all set up. So it's like Jupyter, SQL Express, all these are like enabled by default on the Windows version. On the Linux version, we have SSH and Jupyter. And we also enable a graphical desktop through software called H2Go, which is an open source remote graphical desktop. We found that in terms of like performance, this does much better than VNC or XRDP. So we recommend you use X2Go. You can use X-Forwarding too, but I think yeah, we found that X2Go offers kind of the best performance. And also it allows you to adjust your performance based on your bandwidth that you have. If you have a relatively slower connection, you can still get a pretty acceptable response. It allows you to kind of a fine level of control there. And then in order to use a Visual Studio, you will need to kind of create a MS account, which is a free sign-in. So there's nothing to sign up there. So it's basically a free account setup. Or if you have an existing MS account, you can just log in with your existing MS account that you use for your Outlook.com or Hotmail.com. And then, so once you log in with RDP or SSH or the graphical desktop, you'll see like the icons and start menu all populated with existing tools. And then if you open like Jupyter, so on the desktop you will find like links to like Jupyter and some of the important tools. So you can actually access the some sample notebooks right on the VM. So we have a few examples right now, so we'll be working on kind of providing more walkthroughs and samples. We also published an article like 10 things you can do on the VM. So we'll send you the link to those resources when we at the end of the presentation. So again, I think we briefly touched upon it. So we would like the data science virtual machine. You can use it to kind of create a collaboration environment and enable kind of the team sharing. And here are some of the things that actually enable that collaboration sharing. So for like code, data, reports, and models. So these are the things that you would like to kind of share within your team. And the data science environment allows you to kind of create that consistent environment where people can share code and then like replicate the experiments and share models. And then both the data science VM as well as kind of on Azure and some of the open source technologies that allow you to kind of collaborate are listed here. So these are like Azure file systems where you can actually share like data sets that your team uses. You can actually put them on like an Azure file system, which can be mounted as a drive on the data science VM. And then you can actually create like code repositories using Git or GitHub or Visual Studio Team Services, which also supports a Git repository, a hosted Git repository. And then, yeah, we have Jupyter notebooks that are great for collaboration, so you can share the notebooks with your team. And then Power BI dashboard and reports also can be shared, so you can actually designate like your team and then who all get access to kind of the different reports and dashboard. And then from the models and operational web services that are created from ML models, Azure ML provides mechanisms for you to share these models. And from the data science VM, you can actually publish models and operationalize it within Azure Machine Learning. So now let's go into demo. So I'll show you both the Linux version as well as the Windows version of the VM. So let me open up my Linux version. So when you log in into your Linux version, so you get a text-based interface. So you can work in either text pure text interface or on the graphical. I'll show you both. So let's quickly kind of get a walkthrough for all the things that are there on the Linux VM. So if you just type DSVM more info, so you see like a little text-based interface. So it'll give you instructions like how to set up your graphical desktop. And then I think it briefly talks about like how to configure or how to use like kind of the different pieces of software. Like for example in Anaconda, since we have both, we have enabled 2.7 and 3.5, so here we give you some instructions on how to activate the current environment for Anaconda. And then on the machine learning, so we have the Azure, so there's an R library called Azure ML, and in Python there's a library called like Azure ML. The R library is published on CRAN and on PyPy. We have the Azure ML library for Python. So this allows you to work with Azure Machine Learning and then deploy models that you have built locally on the data science VM. You can actually deploy it and operationalize it as web services on Azure Machine Learning. So this library will allow you to do that. And then kind of the different Azure tools. So we have the Azure command line interface, which allows you to work with like administer the kind of the different resources, move data in and out of Azure Storage. We also have a graphical tool, Azure Storage Explorer, and then the different Azure libraries. And you can work with Python, R, Java, Perl, PHP. So there is libraries for all these are all installed on that. Then the database, I think we already spoke about Postgres and SQL SQL client, and the BCP. So there's instructions here on how to use the various database tools. I won't go into too much details here, but on the ML, I mentioned there's a computational network toolkit. This is a deep learning toolkit. There is instructions on how to run kind of the basic samples on this. So this is almost like a Hello World type sample that are packaged with these software. So it'll ensure that okay, everything is all set up correctly, and so it's all pre-configured. So you shouldn't have to do any setup work. So you should be able to run these samples right away. Let me show you some other things that we can actually do. So on the Azure command line, so you just type like Azure, so you will actually see. So this is all the commands that are available. So you can actually manage your account. You can manage like Azure Data Lake, or HD Insight, or storage. So let me show you a few things that you can do on the storage, just kind of moving files in and out. Some scripts here. So here I'm trying to kind of get. So I've already logged into my Azure credentials on the data science virtual machine. So I'm going to just show you how to. Okay. So I want to look at all my storage that I have. So these are all the storage. So I've logged into this. So what this particular command is doing is I'm setting the connection string to my storage account. So my storage account I'm using is called the NYC Taxi Demo. And then here within the storage container, so I get a list of all the storage container within that storage account. So this is a resource group, and then this is the so I have a resource group called NFC Taxi Demo and a storage account called NFC Taxi Demo. So let's look at one of the containers here. So I want to look at all the storage blobs that are there in that storage. So I look at a thing called fraud. So fraud is the name of the storage container, and then I can get a listing of the of all the blobs that are there. So now if I want to upload, let's say that's setSA.sh that I looked at, so I can just upload stuff into that. And now if you list it back, now you see that you have the new file that we uploaded, and you can upload and download it back. Download the file, and then so I have the file in and out. So you can do other things. You can manage, let's say, the VM. I got a list of all my virtual machines that I have. So quite a few virtual machines here. Some of them are data science. And then here's a command how to use like Data Lake. So I look at my Data Lake account. The name of the account is called CDSP. And then so there are like two files within that Azure Data Lake. And then you can also manage like data analytics, like Azure Data Lake analytics. So you can look at all the jobs that are running in your Data Lake account. So these are kind of various functions. So any time you have any kind of need help, you just type like Azure help, and then it will tell you how to use some of these tools. And then next, I think I mentioned we have so this is one way. So command line is one way to access Azure. So we also you can access them through programmatically from Java or Node.js, Ruby or PHP on the Linux virtual machine. On the Windows side, you can work with either C# and Node.js, and I guess all these like Ruby, PHP. So next, let's go into the graphical interface. So here is the X2Go. So X2Go is the software. So here, once you create your connection string, so once you're logged in, so you'll see like a desktop with various options here. So this is where these are all the kind of the tools that we've installed, like the Storage Explorer, Eclipse, Emacs, Gedit. So let's say if I open Emacs and then I say I want to create, let's say, test.r, so automatically you will see that ESS opens up. So the ESS menu allows you to kind of get access to the R. So when you create, so you see that R version 3.2.3 is installed, and then you have the multi-threaded BAS plaque. With this comes with the Microsoft R Open. So now you can actually you have a R environment that you can work within the Emacs. So if you are familiar with Emacs, so this is a way to kind of access the R programs. And same, you can also work with Python in Emacs. Then SQL SQL, so this is a software that allows you to access like SQL databases. So I have set up a connection string to log into my SQL data warehouse. So I've connected to my SQL data warehouse. So now I can just run. Okay, so I'm just. So I'm just doing a top 10 a simple query. So this is almost like SQL. If you're familiar with SQL Management Studio, so you can actually access any of these, like you can run standard SQL queries on either a SQL database or Azure SQL or Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So any of these things, you can actually access this. And SQL can also connect to other databases like Postgres and MySQL. So you just have to set up the drivers and aliases. So here it has kind of a list of all the drivers. So right now I only installed the Microsoft SQL. But I think on the box, I think on this tool, you need to register the specific driver. On the box, we do have the Postgres driver, so that can be installed. So if you're working with Postgres, you enable the driver and create aliases. Okay, you can actually kind of open any of these command line like BCP or SQL command. So this is the command line interface for SQL databases, SQL data warehouse or SQL database. So these are all available. So just on the command line, you can just type the command and get access to it. Obviously, you have Git and to use to kind of collaborate or pull code from either GitHub or from Visual Studio Team Services. So this is kind of a quick whirlwind tour of kind of the Linux. Obviously, there's a lot more that you can do so that you can actually access. Obviously, there's Eclipse. There's help right on the VM, so it opens. So there's a guide that tells you like how to configure like Jupyter, like set your password, and then how to run kind of the various tools. So there's helpful guides right on the box itself. So finally, let's go into the Windows version of the VM. So this is the Windows version. So I'm going to show the the Rattle tool where we'll actually kind of do some machine some basic machine learning. So let me open up like RStudio. So I've installed like the data science VM itself does not by default it's not installed, but I think you as the owner of the data science VM you can actually install any software you would like. So it's just demonstrating that you can actually load stuff into like RStudio, or you have a choice of working with either RStudio or RPVS, R Tools or Visual Studio. So here I'm going to run Rattle. So the package is called Rattle. When you open Rattle, so what it does is it actually opens up like a rich client, and then here it has like different tabs to kind of explore your data, test. So let's take if you just click on explore, so it said okay, yeah, you can either give a CSV file, or if you just want like a walkthrough, it'll actually take a sample data set that's already built into this that comes with the Rattle. So I say yes, so I loaded the weather data, so there's a small weather data set. That has all these different attributes like location, minimum temperature, max temperature, and it tries to kind of guess like what the target is. So in this case, I think it chose the last categoric field as the target, and you can actually change some of these things. So let's say you want to use this data set to kind of make a prediction on whether it's going to rain tomorrow or not. So you can actually explore the data, you can actually see how the data looks like, so get some kind of a summary. So doing all these things without actually writing any code. So here, and then the beauty of this is it actually generates kind of R code at the back. I'll show you in a moment. But you can, so here you're actually introspecting the data set. So it gets all the summary statistics like minimum, maximum, all the quantiles, everything. So you can also get different kind of graphical displays. Let's say I want to look at pressure or sunshine, and then it's grouping by rain tomorrow. So you want to look at this box plot, and then the box plot of if it rains today, what's the how does the distribution look like for raining tomorrow? So select these and then just say execute. So you'll notice that in R it has actually displayed kind of a bunch of graphics. So here it says the probability of rain today, yes and no. So these are kind of all the various distributions, the histograms. So here, distribution of sunshine and then rain tomorrow. So you see all the various histograms here. Next, we can actually go and let's say build a model. So let's say I go and build a tree model. So just execute this. So it quickly kind of built a model on this. Now, if you want to see like how that decision tree looks like, so I go into this. So here, this is how the decision tree looks like. So the key variable seems to be like pressure at 3 p.m. If it is greater than 1022, so I think there is yes and no. So and then finally, you see like all the various targets. So here, there's a 33% chance that if pressure is greater than 10 to 12 and cloud 3 p.m. less than 7.35, it's going to rain. So you get kind of the various probabilities of prediction for the rain. So you can actually see how good is this model. So you have all like error matrix, risk matrix. Let's say let's do ROC. And then plot the ROC curve. Oh, what happened? I lost my window somewhere. Okay, sorry about that. So this is my ROC curve. It's not a very good model, but I think it's better than just a flip of a coin. So the AUC is about 66%. I guess even good, even the weather report on TV, I think they're probably wrong almost equally. So this is probably a pretty reasonable model. So let's say we want to kind of take it and then deploy it into Azure Machine Learning. But let's say before that, let's say you want to capture all the code that has actually been here. So if you look at the log tab, so every operation that you did on the Rattle, so they're all actually logged as like R code. So it has actually generated all these kind of things right within R. There's like a little bug here. I just need to kind of forgot to comment one line of code. So once I do that and then I export it. Okay. So now actually I've exported my whole code. So this is now repeatable actually. So now I can actually open this. So in fact, I'm going to close this particular like in RStudio. Okay, let me kind of close this. By the way, so when you click on the start menu, this is what you get, kind of all the data science tools. So let's say I open up the Visual Studio. So I'm going to, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually open this, the file that we generated in Visual Studio and then actually kind of repeat that experiment right in like Visual Studio. So now you don't need Rattle anymore. So you can just actually rerun this particular experiment. It loads a whole lot of things. So other thing you notice is when I logged in, you get actually access to your desktop and all that stuff. So this is a RDP functionality. I need to also paste some code. Where is this? Okay, maybe it's on my desktop. So I'm going to open that file. I think I have this weather script. So this is a file that was actually generated. So I can just select all and then just run it. So this is essentially rerunning everything that, so whatever we saw in RStudio, now you got the same thing right here actually. So we have repeated this whole exercise. So now we have still not done any programming at this. So far we've just been copying and pasting code here. So now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to deploy this particular web service. So now that I'm satisfied with this particular model, so I'm going to just paste this few lines of code here to actually operationalize this particular code in Azure Machine Learning. So here, so I select, go to each of this line and press like Control Enter. So Azure Machine Learning. I define my workspace. So this is where I have my configuration. So I've already set up my credentials to actually access my Azure Machine Learning workspace. So this is part of the Azure ML library that is built into the VM. And then, so this is where you wrap your predict function into an R function, and then publish that R function. Now I'm publishing this as a web service. So this web service is going to be called, oh, what happened here? Some kind of an error. Again. Looks like there's some kind of an error. Yeah, looks like there's some kind of a problem. I think probably skip this one. Okay, yeah, in the interest of time, let me kind of skip, but I think, yeah, this code actually works. I think, yeah, it's kind of the demo gods, I guess, not cooperating at this point. But anyway, so once you do this, you can actually go into your Azure Studio, so studio.azureml, And then once I sign in, okay, there's some extra authentication here. I'm going to do a two-factor authentication here for me to access my Azure portal. So once you go into the machine learning, this one, so you can actually publish them as like web service. So it looks like actually it has done something here. So it has given an error, but I think it has actually published it. So looks like there was some other issue. So we ran it like three times. I see that this particular web service is actually published. Okay, maybe it didn't quite publish it well. So anyway, if on a successful publish, what you'll see is so you can actually see that there's a web service endpoint where you can actually test the configuration and then look at kind of the request response. So this is how you would actually, a client would actually make a call into the Azure machine learning. Okay, let me, I think in the interest of time, let's kind of quickly go back into the Visual Studio. So here you can actually manage a lot of the Azure resources. So you can have access to like Azure Data Factory, Azure Data Analytics, HD Insight. You can actually create projects within, let's say if you're doing Hadoop Storm or something like that. So you can actually create like a Storm application. So all these things are all kind of built into the VM. And then, so we have, so these are all the samples. So in Jupyter, so we have a sample that allows you to work with Microsoft R services. So it's like a full sample that works with the airline data set and does some summary statistics and builds some models. So these are all, again, available right on the VM that you can actually look at. And then, yeah, I think since running out of time here, you have access to kind of all the Linux commands. So like Git Bash allows you to kind of work with Git and all the like any Unix command. Like if you want to do grep or awk or sed or any of these popular Unix commands, so they are all available for use right on Windows, either in Git Bash or on like command shell. And then, so you have utilities to do like copying data from point A to point B. Let's say, for example, so this is the ADL copy utility that allows you to work with Azure Data Lake. And then this is a database document DB. So you can actually import data from like JSON file, MongoDB, DynamoDB, HBase. So any of these databases, you can actually move them, export them into either JSON file or into or into like Azure document DB. So yeah, so this is kind of a sample of a few things that are available. Obviously, there's more. Yeah, we point you to the a few resources. Like for example, if you go into aka.ms, DSVM, 10 things. So these are all kind of some of the things that you can do on the VM. So there's an article. We'll send you a link to this in an email after this. So yeah, with that, I think yeah, we're kind of almost running out of time. So I think I'll stop my demo here and maybe look at some questions and answers, and then see if we can answer any of most of them here. Let's go to the Q&A window here now. Sorry, I'm switching into this. Okay. Okay, looks like most of the questions are answered by Darwin. So this is actually pretty good. All right, any other questions before we move into this one? I think I see that there's a question on like GPU. We hear it's coming like really soon. I don't have a specific date at this point, but I think yeah, we can probably check that actually. So there was a question if Tableau is available to integrate with this. So Tableau can integrate. So right now we don't have the Tableau desktop itself on the VM, but however you can actually install install Tableau. But all the drivers that are required to kind of talk to either like SQL Data Warehouse or Azure HD Insight Spark. So all those drivers are all available. So you should be able to. So once your desktop is installed, all the necessary drivers to connect to some of these Azure data sources they should all be available on the VM. Looks like there aren't any other questions. All right, then. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate you joining this webinar. If you have any questions, you can actually reach out. Okay, actually, there's just a few more slides here. So I can try the Data Science VM. We'll send you the links to the documentation and the article. And then if you have any questions, you can actually engage with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Zenlytics. Use the hashtag hash DSVM. And then yeah, send your questions, feedback, or feature requests. We'll be happy to kind of engage with you on that. And also, yeah, we would really love to hear like how you are using the VM and where the VM has been useful and where it's been kind of cumbersome. So we'd like to hear both, and then kind of improve it, iterate with your help on this. So thank you very much for your time, and yeah, look forward you to kind of trying out the VM and on your next project or your training. And then yeah, please send me any quick questions, and we'll be emailing you the details about about more information about the VM. Rahi,
thank
you,
Gopi, for the great presentation. I will push a poll to the audience. Please take a moment to leave any feedback that you have. It really helps us to make these webinars more effective and get an idea of how people are feeling about them. And as a reminder, we'll be sending out the slides within the next day, and as well as the link to watch the recording of the session. And thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone.